Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, it is.
Come on, they took 2 of 3.
Another edition of the High Hopes Podcast. Yeah, to be honest, I'm so tired. I'm so tired, Jack. I'm so tired.
No, we don't set the tone like that.
I know. I just drove back from Vermont.
I know.
I woke up at 3 o'clock. I'm like totally cooked. And still, it was a better experience than the Phillies base running this weekend. So, yeah. No, look, 2 or 3 is good, but
we would have taken 2 or 3.
It almost was 2 or 3 the other way. They made it very dangerous the entire weekend. Now, full disclosure, I had to catch up on all the games because, again, I was in Vermont for my buddy's wedding. Shout out to Chad and JoJo. Awesome time.
Is the name Chad done, by the way?
Oh, you think no more Chads out there?
Yeah,
huh?
I feel like Chad is out.
Done?
Yeah, like I don't think anyone. do you think there's anyone under the age of 5 still named Chad?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Yeah, I think Chad's on his way out. It'll make its return.
Yeah,
I believe.
Like everything does.
Yeah,
I mean everything comes back around. It's just what happens.
What is it? What's the saying? Everything history comes back around.
History repeats itself.
That one.
History is bound to repeat itself.
That one. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Nailed it once again. Speaking of history repeating itself, the Phillies just ran into another out on the bases.
Hey!
So everything's good. Nah, listen. It was a positive weekend. It was a positive weekend.
Okay. Good.
Positive weekend.
Good.
It should have swept. Saturday was annoying, but also, like, I don't know, Lodolo's nasty.
Lodolo's nasty.
My favorite thing is, like, when the Phillies aren't hitting someone really good, everyone's like, oh, offense stinks. Like, well, maybe the pitcher's just really good. You know what I mean? Like, there can never be one or the other. It's like, it's okay to admit that great pitchers are great. I mean, he's not great yet. He is on his way to becoming great. But, like, they struggled against a great pitcher. I'm sorry. Like, they I would like them to not strike out 12 times,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yes.
Maybe our pitchers not walk their guys, like,
right.
9 times in a game
well,
or
that
whatever.
That was yesterday.
I know it was. I'm just, you know.
Yesterday was, like.
Horrible.
Well, it was one of those things where I was watching it, and it's like, they're playing so annoyingly carefree. Like, you know where it's like, oh, it's good you're playing carefree. Like, you're playing loose, and they're going out there and just playing ball.
They were just playing ball out there.
They were just playing stupid.
Yes. It was dumb baseball.
And
man.
I couldn't get a grasp on, like, because they looked like they were just playing, like, it wasn't lackadaisical. It was just like, whatever. Like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
like,
we'll get there.
It was almost like they got back home, they won the first 2 games, and they're like, bang, we're back.
Well, and they got the rings. And it's
right.
Like, oh, that's who we are. I remember. We're the NL champs,
we
baby.
Can go do what we want out here. Oh, Dusty Watson's putting up stop signs.
It's just running right through them.
I mean, the funniest is Castellanos. I mean, it was just like, what are you doing, man?
Dude, I mean, just.
Just stick on third, man.
Just stick on third. And Schwarber had 2 mistakes. He got lucky on the one. It hit him in the back. But, like, I mean, that turnaround first. What are you doing, man?
Dude, it was.
Like, what are you doing?
It was like, it was one of those losses where I'm actually glad they lost. Like,
because you think they could learn a lesson.
Well, it was just like embarrassing. Like,
yeah,
you guys have been played baseball for most of them 30 plus years at this point.
Yep.
Like, come on. You know, like, and I think this, a manager is not a football coach. You know what I mean? Where it's like,
I gotta flip tables.
We gotta go in there and correct this. Like, we're gonna put on tape and like
work on your technique.
Like, these guys all know what the technique is. Like, this, they all know what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Look at the third base coach.
Yep.
So if Rob Thompson, and this has never been his MO. Like, his MO has never been like, I'm gonna go in, hold people. Not he holds people accountable, but he's not gonna like bench him. I don't think, because
mm-hmm.
they believe that obviously you want to have your best players out there, and a benching
mm-hmm.
could ruin that or whatever. So if Thompson's not gonna be that guy, even though I think he should, like, I think there should be some level of, like, you know, an upper, you know, this guy, sit down, like, you're out if you're gonna do that again.
Yeah.
Like, I think there should be some of that.
Absolutely.
But if he's not gonna do that, then someone in that clubhouse has to say something.
Absolutely. Like, if it's not going to be Topper, and it seems like they know it's not going to be Topper, like, whoever it is, Schwarber, JT, one of you dudes who's a leader who's playing, Harper's not there, like, get up and say something.
Well,
man.
And I don't think it'd be Schwarber because Schwarber did it twice.
Yeah,
and
you're right. Schwarber can't say anything. Right,
yeah,
you're right.
Like, he can't say anything. And he's also, and I love Schwarber, but he is also one of those guys that also believes, like, it's a long season, water will find it level, like, it's not a big deal.
Totally.
Whatever. It's like, I understand if it was one game where you guys got thrown out three times in the base pass. This has been an entire season.
Seven times already this year.
And again, we mentioned this last podcast. Turner's too new.
Yep.
Like, he's not in that spot.
Totally.
And this is where it keeps coming back to Reese.
Yep.
This is something that I believe Reese would be like, what are we doing? like we can't just run into outs on the bases.
Yeah, no doubt.
JT's quiet. You know, he's not going to be someone that's going to get in your face about things. It was always Schwarber and Hoskins that were like the leaders of this team. Bryce is also a bad base runner, so he couldn't say anything anyway.
Bryce is the worst. Bryce was doing this all last year, too. Yeah.
It wasn't a big deal because he's Bryce.
Because he's Bryce.
But yeah, this is where I believe that if Thompson's not going to do it, then it would have to be Reese. But if it's not Reese, I don't know who it is. And but it's something that's just like, we got to figure it out.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
It basically cost him a game yesterday.
Yeah, it cost them a game yesterday, and it could have cost them another one. Like, it's unacceptable. I mean, you're talking about, this is like rookie mistakes here, and it's like the beginning of last season with the defense. It was horrible, 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 and they figured it out and got it together, but like, at least bad defense, they're bad defenders, you know? Like, this is totally avoidable. Like, there are no excuses. Like, the only one you can even start to excuse is the Marsh one, because Wotham did initially give him the go and then put up the stop sign. He might not have seen it till late. Like, that happens. But Marsh, the last time, ran through it, like, and didn't get back in time. And it's just, you can't do this, especially right now, Jack, when, like we talked about, like, they're hurt. This team is not the full complement of guys that we expect them to be. Like, they're not good enough right now to give away outs, to make mistakes like that. Like, they have to, just like we talked about when Bryce was out last year, those 50 games, 32-20, because everyone stepped up and everyone, like, played their role and did what they're supposed to, and it was a team effort. And we're not seeing that at all right now. And now's when they have to step up with Harper out, with Reese done, like Derek Hall, we'll get to that. Like, they need to play smart baseball because they don't have the same margin for error they do when they've got the full complement of guys.
Yeah, and that's been a bit of a frustrating part of the beginning of the season, is that it hasn't felt like there's been that locked-in-ness that we saw for a lot of last year. And you know, it felt like, get back to the bank and we'll figure it all out. Like, it's good to be back. And for the most part, I agree. You know, I thought the home opener was really cool. You know, it was, I was down there for pregame and then hung out for a couple innings before I had to leave and go to postgame. But it was so interesting because it was like, I walked into a place that I didn't feel like the team was 1-5. You know, everyone was just kind of like, yeah, we're back. Like, we're going to be like,
it's fine.
People were banging on the NovaCare booth or the Deborah Heart and Lung Center booth again.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone just, it was just good vibes all around. And you saw them introduced and, you know, Reese and Bryce raised the flag.
Which was awesome.
And it was like, everything's fine. Everything's fine. But it seems like they're just kind of relying on the bank to kind of carry them, which is a fun place to be at as a Phillies fan again. But we know that that's not going to happen
absolutely
all year long.
Absolutely not. Yes. Yes, we know that, especially if they don't start winning games.
Yeah.
I mean, I said that so many times coming in, that they had such an opportunity here to fill that freaking ballpark this year. If they came out, if they were 6-3 or even, let's say, 8-7-2 instead of 3-6, like, people would be excited. People would be going to these games. Like, if they don't right the ship quickly, like, it's going to be a summer of people not showing up as much.
They're on their way.
They're fine.
I
do think they're on their
way. It was a positive weekend. I don't think, like Saturday was frustrating, but they came back and won. Whatever. That's going to happen. That's going to happen in the baseball season. And then yesterday, they're not going to walk 9 people in a game. Like, for the bad base running, like, Tywin Walker walked 5 guys in 4-2, 4-1/3 or whatever. Like, that's unacceptable. So, especially for a guy who's been around as long as he has.
Absolutely.
So, yesterday, I'm more taking away some of the positives, like Boehm doing stuff again. And it's like,
yeah, crushed that. Crushed it.
Yeah, that was awesome. We've never seen him do that.
No, that was the only time I've seen him, like, upper deck, left field, just totally raking it. Yeah.
So awesome. Castellanos has had a good weekend.
Doubles machine. He's back.
Hold on. Leads the NL in doubles.
Yeah.
And
not a great fielding weekend for him, but
should have made the catch yesterday.
Should have made the catch.
Full disclosure.
I mean, go on.
But this might be a bold take.
Oh.
I know. And I don't.
Well, you're known for bold takes.
No, I know. And I don't want this to turn into like, oh my God, there goes hot take Fritz back again.
Yep.
I don't dread Nick Castellanos at bats at the plate.
Wow.
I know.
That is shocking.
That's a big step forward. It's a big step forward.
Yeah.
Because, all right, let me just break this down real quick.
Mm-hmm.
He made a swing change. He did.
I love you're like, let me break this down real quick. This is it.
He made a swing change.
Which is important.
So, early in the year, he's more like waving the bat, and it never felt like he was ever in a set spot or whatever. I don't know. Basically, what I saw in a minor tweak was that they got his hands like a little further away from him, a little higher. They're not moving as much. And it looks like before he goes and tries to attack a baseball, his hands get to a set spot, so they're kind of sitting there for a second, and then he's exploding on it. So, well, exploding is a bit of a big term.
Yes.
He smoked at least two doubles over the weekend.
And a couple of left field was great to see.
And he's walking. He's got a 371 OBP right now.
Which is Schwarber, take a lesson. Kyle Schwarber has one walk this season.
Yeah, it's so weird.
One walk.
It's so weird.
Like, what are you doing, man?
Because he the last 2 years he still has a really good eye. Like, he knows when to launch, but he's not working counts at all. I mean, it's like he's trying to be
at the top of the lineup, man.
I know. He's trying to be aggressive. He's trying to be aggressive and hit the ball at the ballpark. But yeah, the Kyle Schwarber like on base thing that was part of the selling point on
totally.
Him. It just hasn't happened so far.
Well, and especially when he comes into this year and he's like, and I'm going to take advantage of the shift and I'm going to put the ball in play and this and that. It's like, bro.
Well, he poked one over the left fielder.
Sure.
He smoked one.
And then he got thrown out taking a gigantic freaking turn on a clear single. Like,
listen, they're playing some dumb baseball.
Yeah.
They're playing some dumb baseball.
Yes.
It's so funny. So now, you know what we talked about the last couple of years? Like, oh, we had to survive having the worst bullpen in the history of baseball.
Yep.
We had an awful starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
We had the worst defense in the history of baseball. Mm-hmm. Now it's the base running. Like, we can't just be normal. Like,
you have to be like the worst.
Yeah, it can't just be like they're 15th. You know what I mean?
You're
like,
right.
It has to be like, no, they're awful.
They're the worst we've seen.
Like,
they're setting records. The center field thing in April, like 2 years ago, where it's like the worst position in the sport. Is the Philly center fielder.
How, as a Major League Baseball team, do you get thrown out three times on the bases?
Yeah.
Like, three times. That's, again, Little League.
I know. It really is. Little League's the exact word for it.
So, it's been a problem all year. I mean, it's not like yesterday was, like, an aberration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we mentioned the Yankees game, the day game. Where Nola bounced back. It's like Turner got picked off. Hall got thrown out at second base. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just been so many little things. I know it's not Rob Thompson's character, but you are now the manager of the
Yes, exactly. You've never had to do that before.
It's okay.
Like, yeah.
These guys are professionals.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if there's a voice outside. Like, if Reese was still there, and I know he's there, but he's not there. If Reese was still around, I think he could handle it. But if you are, if you know that one of your leaders isn't there, you're the leader of the clubhouse, you know he has a great pulse on the guys in that locker room, then you got to say something.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I hope he is. And this isn't like, I would be shocked if he wasn't. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, how could he not, right? Like, how could he not? How could he just watch this and just be like, all right, we'll get him tomorrow?
Yeah.
Like, no, this is on you. This is management. This is not like, oh, a guy can't hit right now or he's in a slump or whatever. This is dumb baseball. And I will say, I do think that because Topper is who he is and goes about it the way he does and he's, you know, friendly with the guys and all that, like, I think it carries more weight if he does do that, right? Like,
exactly.
If he starts yelling or Topper's version of his voice a little bit or whatever, like, that would hit me because he never does that. It's like, oh, crap, like, maybe we should listen to the nice guy yelling at us right now.
Now, I'd be surprised if he wasn't.
I think he's done something.
Because
the question is he, like, really going at him?
And then the other question is, like, and again, this is unlike anything I've experienced in baseball. Mm-hmm. I have no historical precedence here. But do they just not care what Dusty Watson says?
Dude, it's unbelievable. Like, I don't ever remember a team that ran through as many
signs. Yeah, they're just like, he's the next, no.
But, yeah, what does he know?
Yeah, whatever, Dusty. We'll just keep, like, that's, no.
Like, what is going on here?
So, like, maybe they're so.
Run with your head up? Are you looking even? Like, maybe you're just not even looking at him. Maybe like, I got it.
I've never experienced it. Yeah. They're all just kind of going rogue. And they're just, like, doing their own thing. And that's, I mean, obviously, everyone knows the job of the third base coach is his eyes are on everything. So, like, he should be knowing what to do. It's like what
absolutely.
Are they? So, you think you running with the ball behind
you
is a better idea?
Yeah.
So, hopefully, they lock it in and they nail it down, because right now, I mean, that cost them a game yesterday. They should have won that game like 6-2. Like, it wasn't a competitive game. They're up four. They should have been up by way more. When they heading into the ninth inning before Sir Anthony was bad. So, I would be surprised if Thompson wasn't said anything. But if he's not, like, my only comment would be, like, the 08 team beloved Charlie Manuel. You know what I mean? Like, Charlie Manuel is a player's manager, too.
Yep.
But he would be tough on those guys. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid.
I mean, he benched Rollins that time.
Of course,
yeah,
you know.
Like, he would do that stuff when he needed to.
Andy Reid is someone that his players still love. And he's, like, the tough, like, one of
George Hageman. It's still, like, this day we talked about WIP today. Like, the George Hageman thing. Like, he set the tone.
It's okay. I'm just saying, like, it's these guys, they'll be able to handle it.
I think they need it.
You're not
it's
gonna,
not just they be able to handle it. Like, I think they need it.
You're not going to ruin relationships. You're not going to, it's just, you got to be tough at some points. Like, you got to be tough at some points. We know it's a long season. And if this was a one game thing, it's like, yeah, okay, that's fine. But this has been a whole season.
Yeah.
It's been a whole season. And they have blatantly not looked at the third base coach and have been like, whatever. That can't happen.
I got it.
Yeah,
no,
like, that can't. Like, you're Kyle Schwarber. You're slow.
Yeah. On top of that, exactly. Like, it's not that these are like burners. Being like, oh, I got it. I'm fast.
Yeah,
like, at least
Trey
Brandon
Turner.
Marsh is fast.
If, like, it's Trey Turner that's like, I can
go
make
for
this.
It, buddy.
Yeah,
do
I trust
your thing.
You. It's Nick Castellanos and Kyle Schwarber.
Yes.
It's Derek Hall.
You should never be going for the extra base if you're those guys. Just always be happy with the base you got.
Yes.
You know? I'm right there with you, dude. Quickly, shout out to Miller Lite. Were there a lot of Miller Lights down at the stadium being drank for?
There was. It was. It's taking over
thing.
The ballpark.
Yeah. As it should. Miller Lights for Phil's wins. We just need some more wins for the Miller Lights.
Again, if the season keeps going the way it's going, Miller Lights for Phil's losses. Miller Lights for Phil's comebacks.
I like that. That's
better. Listen, I will be able to pivot off of Miller Lights.
Oh, we know you can pivot.
Needed.
You're always ready to pivot. You're always ready to take on the next thing.
Yeah.
When it doesn't go the way you expect.
Again, the only problem is now that I do post game, it's like, well, can I do it?
Uh-huh.
You know, so I don't want to be looking like I'm drinking all game.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And then getting
going
on
WIP, probably less, less than smart.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Sometimes you got to do things for the bit.
That's right.
Even if it means your career.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure.
It's all good.
Let's go with that.
Everything's fine.
All right. Let's get into some of the specifics from the weekend. Sir Anthony. Yesterday, obviously, was horrendous, really struggled, hasn't been great this year, got out of that jam the other day, has been hit or miss. The bullpen in general, look, Jose Alvarado, obviously, I mean, he struck out 11 of 12 guys that he's gotten out. I mean, he has been just lights out. But outside of that, up and down, I mean, Soto looked good again this weekend, but, he's had his moments. Brogdon's looked good at times. He's had his moments. Bilotti's been pretty locked in. He's been great. But for the most part...
Well, but it's not as high leverage.
That's the point. Yeah, no. So, where are you at with the bullpen, particularly Sir Anthony's struggles, over the weekend?
Well, Sir Anthony wasn't very good in spring training either.
Yeah. And look, he's coming off his deepest run. We talk about it so much for Wheeler and Nola, but it matters for those guys, too. Sir Anthony's never had to pitch that deep and pitch that much.
Yeah, but... At the same time, Alvarado pitched just as much, and he struck out, everyone.
Sure,
so,
sure, but it doesn't affect everyone the same way. I'm just saying it could be a part of it.
Yeah, it probably is. I just think it has to be something mechanical, because it's like he's walking way more guys than he did last year, and he runs into a problem. I think there's sometimes with his mechanics where he pulls off, and when he really opens up earlier than he should, rather than staying back, his stuff just doesn't pop as much. Like, when he's opening up a little bit early, his 99 with sink is just more, it's just flatter.
Mm-hmm.
Versus when he stays closed and stays back, and that thing comes out like a bowling
Dude.
Ball. So
it's one of the nastiest pitches we've seen in Philadelphia the last, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So I think it's mechanical for him at this point. Like if you,
which is good. That's what you want. You want it to be a something they could adjust and fix, and not like, oh, my arm is in trouble or something.
If he was throwing 95, we'd be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I mean, yesterday he's like 99 with sink, but then the strikeout, Will Myers, he hit like 97 mile an hour cutter. It's like, come on, man. Like, just. You still got it. Like,
it's there.
Like, you still got it. Yeah. Please throw a strike. Also, though, his slider is it's not even a competitive pitch right now, which he needs. So yeah, I think it's more mechanical. Stuff is all still there. And he also is a little bit of a confidence guy. Like, I think when he gets on a roll, it'd be good. But he's had what, two blowup outings
four or five outings or whatever. Yeah.
So definitely not like totally pressing the panic button. I think they'll figure it out. But yeah, has been brutal so far. Dude.
I mean, Kimbrel, what we expected. I mean, you know what? I think we have to go back and say the one for Dave. Sorry, we can't do it anymore, buddy. Nope.
We can't.
We gave
you
a little leeway. We said one for Dave. All right, we'll accept it. We're done with it. No more for Dave.
We gave you Chase Anderson. Yeah. We gave you Matt Moore.
Yep.
Even though Matt Moore's like developed into a good
Yeah, pretty believer. Good. Yeah.
We gave you Familia.
Yep.
We gave you Brad Hand.
Mm-hmm.
We gave you Craig Kimbrel. Enough.
Like, please, enough.
Like, it's just, it's 93 mm-hmm. and 94 versus when he used to be 97, 98. Yeah. And the other big problem with Kimbrel now is that it is, you know, he's having trouble locating a slider. So back in the day when he couldn't locate his slider, he's like, okay, well, here's 98 in the
just
zone.
Blow by you. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But he can't do that anymore. Like, because he's 93 now. So I have always been pressing the panic button on Kimbrel, and I know he's gotten some outs so far this year, but like I don't foresee this going very well.
No, look, and there's this spot where Topper's going to have to, and I know he won't do it right away, but we talked about with the lineup and, you know, Topper seems hesitant to move veterans out of certain spots and all that, but like Kimbrel can't be pitching high leverage innings for you like in the near future if this continues. Like Alvarado, Soto, you know, those guys, at least Soto, I mean, he's had some blowups, but we've also seen where it's like, oh wow, like that dude's got stuff. That
yep.
dude can be nasty. Like those guys have to be pitching. I mean, Bilotti should be pitching in higher leverage innings than Kimbrel. Like Kimbrel should be the middle of the game guy in a 6-2 game or a 7-3 game or whatever it is. Like he can't be pitching save situations. He can't be pitching the eighth inning. He is not good enough. Like flat out.
Yeah. Well, and again, I just don't know why they signed him. Like I just don't
know why. Dave,
I know.
Cause of Dave. That's
but like,
why.
But even. The frustrating part about that.
They gave him $10 million, man. $10 million for that guy. Like, think about that.
I know. But the frustrating thing about, like, well, he's Dave's guy, it's like, hold on. He didn't even pitch him in the World Series.
They didn't let him close out the World Series. Chris Sale had to come in. Crazy is that?
It was Sale and Eovaldi.
Yeah.
Sale, Eovaldi.
Yeah, Eovaldi became, like, a closer for them, too. Like,
yeah, they're, what are we doing? Like, whatever. I don't like watching the
well,
the,
that's
the
even
Craig
beside
Kimbrel
the point.
Experience.
Forgetting how bad he's been, like he is really annoying to watch.
Well, it's just like ball.
Yeah, and the whole routine and this. It's like, dude, like
it is impressive that he can still, you know, fit it all in with the pitch.
Yeah, but I don't think it's helping him. I think he's speeding it up, and I think that's probably part of it too. Like he certainly doesn't seem super comfortable
know.
With
I
it.
I just don't think his stuff's there anymore.
Well, that too. Yes, it's all bad. It's all bad with Craig Kimbrel. This is not surprising.
I'm pretty sure we could use $10 million
very
elsewhere.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure there's someone else out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I don't know. There's other veteran pitchers that weren't showing the massive signs of. Like, the Dodgers left them off their postseason roster.
Yeah, the Dodgers left them. I mean, think about that.
And we get $10 million? We get like it's Familia all over again.
It's
Brad Hand. I mean, you people say, oh, like a two something a year. I don't care. Like, I don't care what Brad Hand's ERA was last year.
And at least that was only a couple million. And not you don't want him, but still, at least it's a couple million. Give $10 million. Like that's money that you could have got two relievers who are better than him for that. You know,
yeah. So
you could have got a starter on a 1 year deal. Like you could have made your team better, and they didn't.
Yeah. Well, I think the one thing that will help the bullpen. So the back end options are going to be Soto, Alvarado, and Sir Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Even though like they're still scared about Soto, it seems like they mm-hmm. been pitching like the fifth or sixth.
Yeah, it's been weird.
I know he had 11 losses last year, but he did have 30 saves. So, I mean, there's obviously stuff there. When Ranger is back, Strom, I think, like, I like Matt Strom.
I love Matt Strom.
So,
I don't think there's a single Phillies, and we'll see what happens tonight against Alcantara. I don't think there's a single Phillies fan who, after that start in New York, does not like Matt Strom right now. That dude's awesome.
Yeah, well, and he was always, signed to be a back-end-ish option. He was never going to be a closer, but he was a guy that they, I believe, envisioned could pitch 6th, 7th, 8th. Like, they didn't sign him to be a spot starter or a long man.
No.
And then they gave him real money, not as much as Kimbrel, God forbid.
Right? $7.5 million for that guy. I'd rather pay him $7.5 million than Kimbrel. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that when Ranger's back, that Strom goes back there, and that gives them at least another guy that you...
Who was giving Kimbrel 9? I'm sorry, who was giving him 9?
Like, I don't know.
Who are you competing against there? I'm sorry.
I know. I don't know who was. I don't
nobody,
know.
Who, nobody. Nobody was.
No one was. It's love, Dave.
I know.
Once a year.
Yeah.
Just your instinct, right? Don't.
Don't do it. If it's an older dude... who you know from another time or whatever, just don't do it.
Yeah, just be like, not going to do it.
Yeah.
I know that's my instinct. I'm going to give it to a younger guy with more options. So, yes, not enjoying the Craig Kimbrel experience so far.
All right, offensively, and we'll get to the starting pitching from the weekend because I do want to hear your thoughts on Wheeler. Bailey Falter, the stopper.
I know. And I have an official statement on Bailey Falter.
Okay, so actually, let's do the pitching real quick, and then we'll get to the offensive ball. So give me your thoughts on Falter and Wheeler and what you saw from them.
Okay, so starting with Wheeler. I hope that he is still ramping up because, I'm starting to have this kind of fear that he's not ever going to hit 99 or 100 again, and he's now he's 95 to 96 mile-an-hour Wheeler. And the other concerning part is that it's two straight starts where fourth, fifth inning, it's like, oh, there's the decline.
Petered out, yeah.
Yeah, which is not great. This is a guy that I thought was going to be back in, Cy Young contention this year. He's pitched 170 innings, I think, back-to-back years. So, he's kind of trained himself to get back to where he was, or, pitch into that kind of status. But so far, it's just... he's still striking out a lot of guys, it seems like. Still doesn't have the best feel for his off-speed. It's one of those things where I think he's really good, and, there's certain things that are going to happen. I believe it's more he's ramping himself back up rather than, hit the season ready to go, bang, I got 7-8 starts, or 7-8 innings per start. Because, I think that in a month from now, if a month from now his stuff is still declining in the fifth inning, I think it's definitely cause for concern. Right now, I view it more as give it a month, and then we'll let him, because he's kind of been a slow starter, kind of figures it out as he goes.
I agree.
I feel like. So, yeah, that's where I'm at with Wheeler.
And also, look, I know we just mentioned it before, but he did pitch the longest he's ever pitched. He pitched in November. He had a shorter offseason, all that stuff. It wouldn't be shocking for him to have a slow start or the arm not quite be where they are.
But, I thought Noel had a good bounce back, so now it's time for Wheeler to do the same. And then Bailey Falter, I think the official statement on Bailey Falter is that he's never gonna wow you. You're never gonna be oh my god, look at his stuff. But he's fine.
Gets outs, man.
He
gets outs.
It's never gonna be pretty. He's gonna walk some people. He's gonna allow the home run every once in a while. But, every first inning, I feel like on Twitter, and the reaction is God, Bailey Falter sucks. And then you look up and
there's 5-1 run innings. I'll take it.
When you're freaking out about, and he's going to have blow-up starts. He's not a flawless pitcher. But he is very clearly a guy who he's never going to be great in the first, and then he figures it out as he goes. His stuff, he's always off in the first inning. If he goes 1-2-3 in the first inning,
he's going to be amazing.
That's an aberration.
Yeah,
he might throw a no-hitter that day.
Yep.
He never does it. He's always allowing runners.
Yeah.
But he figures it out.
Yeah.
And I don't know how else to tell people that, but he figures it out. He calms. He gets it in a rhythm. He finds the strike zone. It's 91. I know it's not the what we see now, which is 96, 97. The changeup is not that great. He's got to figure that one out because it drives me nuts. But whatever. He's working on it. Curveball's all right. Slider's all right. It's never going to wow you, but he's solid. Just let Bailey Falter live.
He's a good fifth starter.
Yeah.
Like he's not a long man. He's not a sixth starter. He's a fifth starter and a pretty good one in Major League Baseball.
I don't know what people think a fifth starter is.
Dude, look at every team in baseball. Like, fifth starters are horrible. Like, they are innings eaters. There's a reason that phrase is there. It's because that's what those guys do. They go out and pitch to a 4-something ERA and eat a bunch of innings. That's what fifth starters are. Bailey Falter's a good one.
Mm-hmm. He's fine.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just so funny because the reaction's always like, this guy's terrible.
I know. Well, we get so myopic because we only care about the Phillies here in Philadelphia. You know, we're very provincial and all that. And people just focus on our players without being like, oh, I wonder what, you know, the Royals' fifth starter is like, or the even the good teams, like the whoever's fifth starter. You know, none of them are good.
Yeah. So I know this is obviously going to blow up in our faces and he's going to get up his next start.
Yes.
But that's my official position on Bailey Falter. Taiwan Walker, it was weird yesterday. It was a weird Taiwan Walker outing. And I think it's very clear that they're very matchup dependent on how they're going to use his stuff. So I think the Reds had more lefties in the lineup yesterday and he threw way more splitters and four seamers. And then against the Yankees, he threw way more sliders.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's something to monitor. Like, I thought his slider was nasty against the Yankees.
I thought it was really good.
And so, again, he's one of those guys where I'm kind of in this monitoring state of the fastball velo is down to 93 off of 96. Didn't throw the slider as much, threw more splitters. Splitter is something that puts a lot of strain on your elbow. So, like, hope he's fine. But there's a little part of me yesterday was like, he wasn't commanding the strike zone well. He walked five people. So again, hope the next star is fine and the velocity's back up, because that one was just like, what is he doing? Like, you've been in the big leagues long enough. You can't walk five people in an outing.
Especially against the Reds. Like, what are you fearing these guys for? Like,
I know.
Let him hit it, man.
There was a lot of fear pitching.
I mean, that was as no-name a lineup. There are other teams like that, but that is up man. Like, that is, I mean, I had never heard of a couple of
guys. I didn't know
who
Steer was.
Yeah, Steer, I'd never heard of that guy. Like, I've heard of Fraley, but, like, he's nobody. I've heard of Friedel, but he's nobody. I mean, it was a bunch of, like, nothing in that line, man.
Besides my guy, Jonathan India.
Yeah, like, India's fine, you know, but that is an unbelievably...
Will Myers is batting cleanup
for him. Will Myers, exactly.
In the year 2023.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Go at those guys, man.
It's okay to use your fastball.
Yes.
In monitoring state with Tom Walker, hopefully his stuff comes back, but yeah. The starting staff is just... It's been okay.
Yeah.
It's been okay. Of the three portions of the team... Like, they have just been the most, like...
Fine. They've been the least reason they've lost the most games.
Yeah.
You know, they've had moments, but the starting pitching's been enough. You know, if they hit better, if they didn't make stupid, you know, base rate mistakes, if the bullpen didn't blow games, they'd be better. Yeah. So, I'm with you. All right, let's get to the offense from this weekend. And I'm going to get to Derek Hall in a sec, but what's it out to you? I know, Bryson Stott, like... Wow, the command of the strike zone this kid has at his age. I don't know if you saw the stat. I don't know if it's true, but he was one of seven players heading into the weekend in all of baseball who had yet to swing and miss at a pitch in the strike zone.
Yeah.
Just like, dude, like his command of the strike zone at his age, the ability to put the bat on the ball. He's obviously batting like 415 or 420 or whatever it is, the big hit on Saturday. I'm really excited about – I mean, he's a player, man.
Yeah, I think he should be batting too.
Second, exactly. Yeah, he should be batting second.
He should be batting too. And I know it's not...
Bohm 3, Schwarber 4. Right. That should be your top four right now.
Right. Well, they're going to keep JT at 3, but...
Or JT, that's fine. Yeah. But I like moving Bohm up. You're right, JT's fine there too. But I would put Bohm there.
Yeah. I think he should be batting too. And I know this is like not... like it's not modern baseball... But they don't have the lineup right now where you can put like a Trout or a Judge at the second, you know, in the second spot and let them kind of go. But with the way they're currently put together, it's just like, and I love Schwarber, but it's still a lot of strikeouts in the two hole. Mm-hmm. And I think when you have Trey Turner as your leadoff hitter, and you have him on first base, having a guy like Bryson Stott hitting behind him. With the ability to put the bat on the baseball, you could do more crazy concept.
Hit and run, what a thought.
You could do some hit and
runs. That's crazy.
You could do some hit and runs. Like if Trey Turner goes to steal second base, mm-hmm. Stott can you know poke a ball through a hole. Mm-hmm. Like Stott's not never going to be what a 20 home runs a big year for him.
That's
like
probably his max someday if he gets there, somewhere in that range.
Right, but like the bat control, I mean his whiff percentage is 98.
He can bat 300. Like Bryson Stott's going to have a season where he hits 300. Like I believe that.
He's in the 98th percentile of whiff rate in baseball. So it's just like for the way that they're until Bryce is back. It just makes too much sense to put him in that two spot and let him kind of like let these if you're going to have I'm a proponent of this because I like trying to jump on pitchers, but like Turner's an aggressive leadoff hitter.
Mm-hmm.
He is looking to do damage from the first pitch of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have that guy and then you have Turner batting or Stott batting two, who can kind of work the guy and have him kind of worn down a little bit rather than Turner, who's aggressive. Schwarber, who has turned into an aggressive hitter.
So aggressive this year. It's like, bro.
I know.
Like,
so if you have those guys 1-2, it's just like, bang, you're three pitches into the game.
It's a great point.
And JT's already up.
Yep.
So at least at this point, it lengthens it out a little bit, makes the first thing longer. And Stott's not going to be uncomfortable batting up that high.
No.
Like I just think it's almost a waste having him bat six. It's like, what is he going to do? Just like hit a single there? Mm-hmm. Like at least at the top of the lineup, he can work a pitcher, do some things, get the guys behind him seeing all the pitches that a guy has, that a starter has. So I would move him to two and move Schwarber to the cleanup spot and let him kind of, if he's just going to be a home run or bust guy.
Then put him in the cleanup spot.
Then put him in the cleanup spot.
Yeah.
And he was batting sixth for the U.S. team.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's not like he has to bat the top of the lineup. So yeah, I would bat Stott too. I would go Turner, Stott. I mean, I would put Bohm there.
Yeah,
I think they'll put JT there.
They would put JT, I agree, but I would put Bohm there.
JT, Schwarber, Bohm, Castellanos.
Mm-hmm.
Lengthen that thing out.
Yeah.
And you could still have your precious ready lefty.
Dude, okay, so I'm happy you brought this up because this is in my notes. Like, he's so weird about this. Like, I think we talked about that. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, it's okay for two righties to bat a row. Like, it happens all the time. Like, some of the best lineups in baseball have multiple righties in a row.
I know.
Anyway. What else you got from the offense before we get to the Hall injury?
I do think it was a positive Castellanos weekend.
I agree. Minus the running and fielding part of it.
Positive. Listen, baby steps.
Baby steps.
Yes. But I'm in on new swing.
Not
James.
The most heady baseball player.
I am in on swing James Castellanos.
Look, that is good.
It is good.
That makes me feel good.
Lead the NL in doubles.
I know.
He's a doubles machine and an outfield assist machine.
There we go.
He's got like five outfield assists already.
Does he really?
Might win the Gold Glove.
No. Stop.
Gold Glover? You sure?
Sure.
Rafael
Palmeiro won a Gold Glove playing 27 games one season. So
really?
Yeah.
Speaking of like lineup decisions, like, can we just let Brandon Marsh play every day?
Oh, dude.
Although Pache did smoke a double over the weekend.
Unbelievable.
So.
Most shocking thing that's happened all season.
I mean,
putting the bat on the ball.
Like, Brandon Marsh is good.
Yeah.
It's so funny because all we talked about this whole offseason was like Bohm, Stott, and Marsh. Like, if those three hit, your lineup is insane.
It's like, whoa.
Well, they are. Like, they've all kind of hit. Well, like, we thought Stott was going to be a 280 to 300-ish hitter. We thought that Alec Bohm was going to take this kind of big step forward from the power and that stuff. And we thought Marsh could just be serviceable.
Yep.
It's not like we were asking him to be, you know, a 300 hitter with like 20 homers. Like, just bat 260 with a couple homers and steal some bags. And he's like been that. So you got to figure out if he can hit lefties. So I don't know why we have to do this every game where it's
he can't be worse than Pache. Like, what are we doing here? Like, I don't care if it's a lefty or not.
He's your everyday center fielder.
Yes.
He's your everyday center fielder. Just let him play every day.
I couldn't agree more.
So.
100 million%. Pache is a late inning defensive replacement. That's what that dude is. That's the only role he can play on a baseball team. And he's great at that role. Like, he's a perfect guy to have put in one of those spots and say, all right, make plays out there if it comes your way. But like, just stop it. Just stop with the righty-lefty thing. What are we doing, man?
I know.
Topper has not had a great start. I know we talked about it before, but like, and I'm going to give him, you know, time. It's six games, or nine games, I mean. But like, man.
I know.
Unimpressed with our guy, Topper. So
yes.
Far.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
He's got to figure it out. And then, obviously, we'll talk about Sosa and Hall and Bohm or whatever. Last thing on the offense is that, I'm sorry, it's now personal. I'm going to bet a Trey Turner home run every day. until Philly hits one. Like, I can't take it. Like, he's got to hit one.
You
out.
Need one.
Yeah. Like, I've sunk enough into it, you know, to where it's like, now I just need it. Now, well, I'm not going to bet on the one where he hits
the home point.
Run.
You're so deep that, like, if you miss the one he hit.
Yeah, it's like, well, what's the point? So
you thought about the fact that you betting on him might be the reason he's not hitting.
Right.
That
I have
you could
about
be
that.
Hurting him by betting on him.
I don't want to live in that history. Reality. I don't want to live in that reality.
Good, I like that. I like that.
So you're saying I should not bet him
tonight. I'm just, you know, throwing
it is Alcantara. He's not going to hit home. He's definitely not going to hit home on Alcantara. So it's personal. It's
okay.
Between me and Trey, it's personal.
I think that's fair.
Yep, I think it's fair.
I think it's fair.
But maybe I should not do it.
I'm just saying.
For the good of the Phillies rather
that's
than
that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just maybe saying you've been known to... you know, have some influence, as they say in the past. So,
I won't bet Trey Turner the Marlins series.
See what happens.
And see what happens.
Okay, I like it.
But if he hits a home run or two home runs, you owe me $50.
This sounds like a horrible deal.
No,
for me.
It sounds like a fair trade.
What am I getting out of this? Other than
all right, not you. Everyone listening. we'll start a GoFundMe. If you don't want me to bet on the players,
yeah, I like this.
Even though I had another bum bet yesterday.
Look at you.
If you don't want me to bet on the players, Venmo me. How's that?
That's where the pod's at.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're asking for money.
Venmo
for,
me.
For gambling.
Yes.
Yes. That's good.
Seems healthy.
Yeah, it seems appropriate.
It seems healthy.
Yeah.
So the Derek Hall thing.
Yeah, so obviously if you have not seen the news, just came out, I believe, over the weekend. Not good. Gonna have surgery on a ligament in his finger and his thumb. Said he hopes to be back at some point this season. You know, let's say surgery on your hand for a hitter, not an ideal injury to have. You know, I don't think you can certainly count on Hall as a part of this roster right now. Cody Clemens, your other first baseman. Oh, I mean,
stop.
Obviously right now it'll be Bowman Sosa. I think that'll be what you see the vast majority, but we've talked about it a lot. Like, Dave's gotta be on the phones, at least finding out what Crone's going to cost. What I mean, the Diamondbacks aren't going to give Walker away yet because they're competing. But like, call these teams that are not competing. Like, you always talk about the A's, Aguilar, like, whatever you got to do, like, now's the time. It's time to go get somebody.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, you have a World Series window. Your team is built right now.
Yes.
Like, you can't just wait, like, waste the season away just because some injuries happen. Like, you're too pot committed to be in that spot. The one caveat is, like, get whatever you can, but don't give up McGarry or Abel.
Yeah, well, not for like CJ Cron.
I don't think, Walker might cost Abel.
He might
if they wanted to really push their chips in.
I don't think they would.
I don't think they will either. So yeah, but it's like the mentality can't be. Oh, we'll wait till the deadline.
Can't be
like
that.
It just can't. They're already under 500, which they can get back very quickly. But like, just they do have to invigorate some level of like, no, all this stuff matters.
Yeah,
like every game matters, especially in the division, especially when you're trying to make the playoffs. Like, every game matters, and even if it's like signing Darren Ruff.
Like, even
if it's signing Darren Ruff, there's no way. Like, Cody Clemens is not good.
Oh, Darren Rosberg and Cody Clemens.
So, yes. You know, and if you want to make Sosa, honestly, it all comes down to Sosa. Like, if Sosa over the next, like, I think the way they're viewing this is the next 2 weeks are Edmundo Sosa's.
Mm-hmm.
And if Edmundo goes out and does what I think a lot of people believe he can do.
What he's done already when he's played this season,
right,
for the most part.
So if he can just be your everyday third baseman and Boehm can, you know, stick at first base, mm-hmm. which... my thing with Boehm at first base is that he's made such great strides defensively at third base. Why do I think it's so absurd he can go over and play first base?
Of course he can figure it out, right? He also, like, I mean, when he's up there with the glove and you see him, like, he looks like a first baseman. He is a giant over there.
Yeah,
that is a big target to throw to. It just feels like a first baseman when he's over there.
Yeah. So, you know, I think Dabrowski has to be on the horn. He knows that. I think they will be, and I would still sign Darren Ruff just for the.
Well, the point
hell
is, I think regardless of if they're going to go with the Boehm Sosa thing, like, you need another bat, like, you still need someone else here. You've lost too many dudes. I mean, we're talking about Cody Clemens getting opportunities. I mean, that's crazy.
And,
it's crazy.
But I do think that if you want a big move, it's going to have to only come. It's only going to come if Edmundo can't play. If it proves in the next 2 weeks that he can't play, can't come up offensively. The thing is, that I think he can.
I think he can too. But so you're talking like
I'm talking about a Crone trade.
Like a Crone trade. Yeah, yeah.
Like I think
agree.
I would sign Ruff today. Just
sure.
Because I think
you
need
could get Aguilar for nothing.
I agree.
You could get that kind of guy who could be, you know, your partial, you know, for first baseman, and you just go back to the platoon or whatever you do.
Right. But I don't but a panicked, like over the top all in trade only happens to me if Sosa proves
I agree with that.
The next month ish, 2 weeks
that he can't hit. Yeah.
So
I agree. And I don't think he will. I think at least he'll hit enough where I feel like they feel confident with him. But again, it does diminish your team overall. You know, we don't have bench guys who can come in. Like, it was really nice to have Sosa who can, oh, Sosa can fill in here. Sosa can come in and pinch hit for you like he did the other day and hit a home run as a pinch hit. You're like, you don't have those guys anymore. I mean, the depth on your roster after losing Hoskins and losing Hall is light, man.
Yes.
And guess what? Someone else is probably going to get hurt at some point. Let's hope it's not as bad an injury as these guys have suffered. But, like, you're going to miss a couple weeks here, a month there, whatever it is. Like, that's what happens in baseball. And there's no one. There's no one. We're talking about Cody Clemens, and we talk about the young guys we have pitching-wise, the bullpen guys you can bring up. They don't have that in the minors offense.
Hold
they
on.
Got Kingery. Like, come on.
Scotty Jetbacks.
Like, so I do think that I agree with you. I think that they're not going to go out and make a big move yet. I do think that you need to add somebody, and they need to be at least monitoring the big moves.
You don't think that if an injury happens that Pache, Guthrie,
oh, yeah,
and Kingery can come up and save the day?
Well, you know, I think Guthrie can do anything. It's my Jewish brother.
He's a good little player.
I like him. He's fine.
Yeah, no, I would sign Ruff, but I just think that, you know, ultimately comes down to can Sosa do the job? And if he can, great. It does hurt your overall depth. I totally agree with you there. But if he's an everyday player, he's an everyday player.
Yeah, and look, you're not going to get a better third baseman defensively. So, you know, if he can hit.
See that play he made yesterday?
Dude, like, what a play. What a play. I mean, that throw from, like, out of bounds there, like, that was an awesome play.
Out of bounds.
Or I know.
That's bad.
I'm dumb right
it's
now.
It's a bad look.
I'm very tired.
It's a bad look. Out of bounds.
I know.
Foul territory.
I know. It popped out, all right?
No, I know.
Foul territory.
But
thank you.
We're a baseball pod.
We're a baseball pod. I agree. Yeah. Yes.
Act like you watched the game before.
Yes. Thank you. It's very kind. Yes. I'm dumb right now.
No, it's all right.
I have not slept.
I feel dumb too.
I feel dumber today. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired.
Who's dumber, me or you?
Today, me.
215.
I drove 13 hours the last
time. Oh, come on, man. That's nice. What'd you do while driving?
Listen to music.
Right. What'd you listen to?
Just a mix of songs.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, but like your mix of songs is like what?
It's like classic rock, some hip hop. You know, some 90s rock, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not, you're not locked into one thing.
No. A lot of, I got some oldies, I got some Motown, all of it. It's as eclectic as it gets.
Wow.
I'm all about eclectic.
Oldies? Like, what do you constitute as oldies?
I'm talking like actual, like, you know, like Motown, like 50s, like Runaround Sue is
50s?
On there. Buddy Holly. I got some Buddy Holly on my mix.
It's atrocious.
Buddy Holly's the best. What are you talking about? No. Buddy Holly, the most underrated musician of all time.
No one's ever written a song about him after he passed away.
Nicely done. I see what you did there. Good work. The day the music died, right?
Not
the
listenable.
Day the music died.
No. Elvis is also terrible.
I'm not a big Elvis guy.
He's just.
He was a great performer.
We get it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's not my case.
Music. I mean, come on. Yeah.
All right. Well, good.
We're about like songwriters. We care about like the music. Right. Yeah. You know?
Well, I'm glad you had a fun trip up to.
I did. Yeah. I had a great time. Zoe's first wedding. It was hilarious.
Oh, nice.
Yes, she brought it. I sent you a picture of her jamming with the band leader.
Yep.
Yep. She carried a microphone around, like an inflatable microphone around for like half the night. I was like, that is way too on the nose, dude. Like, rein it in. Yeah, she's very me. She is a little seltz.
Well, imagine if they gave her a real microphone.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
It would have gone well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she did get on the mic at one point.
Nice.
Yeah. Good. So, it's pretty thrilling. So, it was a great time.
Good.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you missed a good weekend of baseball.
I know. At least partially.
Don't worry. 154 left.
That's right. Thanks, buddy. Thanks. All right. What's in the take back?
You ready to play Is It Weird?
You know I am. I love Is It Weird. It's probably my favorite game.
So, this has nothing to do with baseball, but it happened to me again today. And I was like, am I the only one that does that? Do you ever get excited when your change is a year? Like when you go to the cash register and it's like your change is a year. Like
I don't, but I love this. So like,
well,
give me
like,
an example.
I just like
it was like 1911.
Yeah.
You're like, wow.
Yeah. Like your total day is 1911. Yeah. I'm like,
but I do this in other spots. Like I will set the volume to a certain number that I like. Like, you know, for the like 52 for Super Bowl 52, I'll put my volume at 52. I have weird stuff with numbers for sure. I'll like I will notice those type of things, but I don't. I'm not like, yay, it was a year.
Well, I know, but and maybe this is me morphing into Dad Jack. Uh-huh. But like, whenever it's a year, I always say the cash register, like, huh, wonder what was happening that year. You know what I mean?
And they're like, what?
Yeah, like because I brought this up to cashiers. I'm like, do you ever think that's funny? You know, when it ends up being a year.
Has anyone ever said yes?
Well, they're like, I haven't really thought about that.
Exactly. Yeah, so yes, I think you're weird.
Yeah, well, I enjoy it.
I think that's a pretty definitive
thing. Well, and then at the topic point.
Yeah.
And then you start talking to the cashier and you have a friendly,
and
good
you made
conversation.
A friend.
Right.
Look at that. Yep. Jack Fritz, friend of cashiers everywhere.
Yep, that's what I am.
I like that. That is weird.
Yeah, I understand.
It's not like crazy.
I just don't know if anyone else does it.
It's a little weird.
Oh. All right. Like, I'm very happy that they got rings yesterday.
Oh, good. I'm happy, brother.
But it's like, it was cool watching it, but in my heart, in my gut, I was like, we still lost.
Dude, I think it's the dumbest thing in sports. Like, giving the losing team a ring for, you lost
now,
the World Series.
But winning a pennant is important.
Raise the pennant. I am fine with the pennant flag being up in the ballpark. I am totally fine with that. You're giving them rings? You're having a ring ceremony? All right, if you want to do the rings, which again, I would not do, but if you want to give them rings for losing the World Series, just give them the rings. Don't do a whole freaking ceremony to hand out loser rings? Really? And the rings themselves, like Middleton did not skimp on them.
No,
like
not
those
at
are
all.
Gaudy ass rings. It's like, you lost! You lost the World Series! What are we doing? The pomp and circumstance for a second place team. I honestly, I'm a little embarrassed. It's a little embarrassing.
I was
a little embarrassed.
It was a lot.
Yes.
It was a lot. And like they had like the, you know, winning the series and they had Dancing on Her Own on it and Bedlam at the Bank. It's like, well, Matt, what if they won?
What exactly? Like, what do you do? Are you going to get a bigger ring that won't be able to fit on their hand? You
know, I don't know, like, that's possible, man. Like
that's
thing,
what I mean.
That thing was insane.
Insane. And it's a loser ring. It's just so weird. I don't think losers should get rings. You get a ring when you win. Like, that's it, in my opinion.
It was a lot.
Whatever.
It was a lot. I mean, it was cool, and like, I did well up when Reese came out, but it was like...
Well, the Reese thing, that's awesome. That's a moment.
But just like, I was like, all this? Like,
yeah. For a loser.
All this?
It's great. Happy you brought that up, I meant.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. That's about all I got.
Yeah.
Everything else we already covered.
See, I like that when we get to stuff before the take-back.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's win the real World Series.
Yeah, and then
see
we get
that ring
all
is.
The rings in the world.
Honestly,
right?
Like, if you win the World Series this year, then it's like, well, who cares about the pennant ring from last year?
Dude, I am right there with you. And if you're a player, don't you look at that and be like, oh, yeah, we lost. Like, I would look at it, and all it would be for me was a reminder of the Jordan Homer or whatever. Like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, thanks.
It's almost like we haven't been there in so long. Here's
we're going to celebrate, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, well, let's just get there more often.
Yeah, and then also the message it sends, like to the point where it was like, all right, we won two, we're feeling good again, and then we get our rings, we're like, we're awesome, and then we're going to play like crap.
Yeah.
not be locked in at all.
And again, I just think it's weird if they win it this year,
yeah,
or they win it next year, and it's like, hold on, we have like a million carat diamond, like how many, those rings are, each ring, how much each ring was?
Oh, I mean, it's got to be like 10 grand, maybe, something like that.
They were
know.
Pretty ridiculous.
They were absurd.
So, like, it's just like, there's no way that ring's going to carry any weight if they win in the next 2 years.
I have no idea, by the way. I'm not good at guessing.
No.
People are gonna be like, you idiot.
They're probably more than 10 grand.
I have no idea, but those were gaudy.
Yes.
Gaudy rings.
So.
Gaudy.
Again, it's fine. It was a lot.
Yeah, it's not fine. I don't think it's fine. I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
Don't do it when you lose.
Yeah, well,
that's how I feel. And
again, like if they win in the next couple of years, it's gonna be like, well, what the hell did we do? Do we have yep. these, like did Kingery.
Where do we go
and
from
Will
here?
Will Toffey really need a ring?
Wow. I mean, that's the whole Adam Eaton corollary. I mean, it is really dumb that if you play one game for the team, you get a ring. Like,
that's part of being a Philly, part of being in the family.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. Like, that is just dumb. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I feel very strongly about that.
Nice.
I mean, Joe Girardi. Like, Joe Girardi gets a ring.
First
like,
off, should have been
dumb.
There.
Yeah, well, I think Joe knew better.
Should have been
like, this is not going to go up for me. Probably not going to.
Come on, man.
Joe's got a World Series ring. He's probably like, I don't need that. You know, let me sell it. What can I get for it? Like, come on. Especially for the guys who, like, Kyle Schwarber. You think he's like, oh, sweet, my loser ring. I could put it next to my World Series winning ring. Like,
I wish.
That's just so lame.
I'm just saying, it would have been a moment yesterday if at the end they just bring out Hoskins and causes a meltdown. They're like, and one more, Joe Girardi.
Joe
Come on, man.
It would have been great.
It would have been hilarious.
It would have been hilarious.
He probably would have got some claps.
He would have got. It would have been mixed. Yeah. It would have been mixed. It would have been hilarious, though.
Come on, man. One more.
Yeah. One more time, Joe.
Joe Girardi.
All right, Marlins.
Oh, yes.
So, Sandy Alcantara versus Matt Strom tonight, to start it off, so that.
And Nick Maton's not walking through that door.
Dude, I know. I said that on the radio. Like, you know, everyone's like, oh, we hit Alcantara well. I'm like, Nick Maton did. Nick Maton did him real well.
Now, I will say, they beat Alcantara like three times.
It was wild, yes. One of the ones they lost to him, they were like winning, and it was the Marlins ended up walking off late, but it had nothing to do with Alcantara. So.
Well, and it's not like they own Alcantara. He was dominant in like every one of those games.
I know.
They scored in like the eighth and ninth.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And Maton took him yard.
Yeah.
So.
I not confident about the beating up on Sandy tonight.
Well, at least they only have Jesus Luzardo after him. And who's pitching Wednesday?
Who's it? Cabrera, Rogers, or who's their third dude or fifth dude?
It probably won't be Cabrera because he
just pitched, I think. So, and he struggled.
Yeah, he walked like five.
Yeah.
We have it is Edward Cabrera.
It is Cabrera.
So Wheeler versus Cabrera.
That's good. That's a nice matchup for you. I'm sure Cabrera will shut us down.
I don't know. His stuff's all over the place.
Yeah,
stuff's nasty, but it's all over the place. So, again, they have gone. Well, they dodged Ashcraft yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't matter.
Yeah, got lucky. He's pitching today.
They lost.
Didn't matter. Of course, they beat Lodolo and Green and win the. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and now they face.
And they'll beat Sandy and Jesus and lose to Cabrera, right?
Yeah, that's what they do.
I'd take it.
Of course, we take it.
Two or three.
Two or three.
Two or three.
We are in the mindset for the next five series.
Two or three. Just start winning some freaking games and
get back to 500.
And stop making stupid mistakes on the bases. Please. All right, you got any final thoughts?
No.
I don't either. I did have one. I was thinking of one before.
We have 640 starts this week, by the way.
Buddy, let me tell you, couldn't be happier about that. Couldn't be happier about that. The earlier, the better, as far as I'm concerned these days. All right, I had a final thought, but I forget what it was.
Yeah, you're so dumb today.
I'm so dumb today. But, you know, hopefully less dumb than I'm less dumb than the Phillies base running. Hopefully that changes.
Yeah, there it is. That's a good turnaround.
See? Boom.
You're not that dumb.
All right. We'll be back later in the week, hopefully after a bunch of Phillies wins. He's first himself.